Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron Hughes. Let's start the show off by discussing the most recent news. It's confirmed WrestleMania 28 will be in Miami. What do you think on this, Aaron?
You know, it's amazing how a spectacle such as WrestleMania actually draws this big of attention. I mean, you know, you don't have a big press conference typically for like the Royal Rumble, you know, but for something like this, I mean, WrestleMania, it brings in so much revenue and you have so many cities that are like that are clamoring for it. Mm-hmm. So they really wanted to get it there. And, you know, I mean, congrats to them, you know, hopefully we'll, you know, get it in someplace other than the East Coast sometime soon. Be nice to see it back out in Seattle. It hasn't been since, I think, WrestleMania 19. So.
That's been a long time. I'd love to see it. I missed it when I was in Chicago. I regret that. And whenever they come back to Chicago, I'm definitely going to check it out. Because, I mean, the nice part is also in that area, you know, you got to think of all the revenue it brings to the area. I mean, with Miami, because it's going to be at, I can't remember which stadium it's going to be at, but that's an outdoor stadium, if I'm correct.
Yeah, it's at Dolphins Stadium, if I'm correct.
Yeah, Sunrise, I think it's what they said. I think it said Sunrise Stadium, whoever's that is. But the cool part is it's in Miami, and just think of how much money they're going to bring to that area. I mean, hotels are going to be in probably a 100-mile radius are going to be going nuts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be trying to get everyone accommodated. It's going to be pretty nice for the Miami area.
Definitely.
Anyway, so we got 2/21/11. Who is this, Aaron?
It's Undertaker. Look, you know, and you said last week that you thought it would be Triple H, but the more and more they talk about it, I mean, they had a Johnny Cash song, and it was definitely gonna be Undertaker. So, because it was like some buried song, I forgot what it was exactly. So, but it's gonna be Undertaker.
Now it'll be Triple H. Triple H will come out and be like, see, I ruined everything else.
Now, do you think, is anyone else still thinking it's going to be Sting?
Well, according to everything they've said so far, there's been no talks between Sting and WWE. I hope that this is completely wrong, and it'll be awesome to have Sting come out. In a way, I think that there's a better way of introducing Sting, and plus, if he used to come back, he couldn't work the full-time schedule. He can maybe hit a house show in the TV taping, but that's about it. I mean, his body's not made for it.
No, it's not. And that's why he did so well in TNA is because, you know, you work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then
off for like 3 weeks.
You basically have like a week or two off. You may do a house show, you know what I mean? Because they do some. You may do a house show, but you're not like the WWE, you know, I mean, because they do it constantly. You have like 1 or 2 days off a week, and during those 2 days, you're busy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So in WWE's, how should I put this? Their intelligence, they're going to basically take one of the tag teams of the, what, two or three they have in the WWE, and they're going to break up the Usos.
We've talked about this before, okay? TNA has tag teams, and TNA really loves tag team wrestling. Like, whether or not you like TNA, you know, whether you hate them, doesn't matter. There are two things that they really showcase very well, which are the tag team division. They have great tag teams. They have the best tag teams in the world, in my opinion, and they have the best cruiserweights in the world. So those are two things that they do so well. And for WWE, who wanted to focus a little bit more on tag team wrestling, you know, the tag titles at this point in time, we've talked about before, are worthless. Mm-hmm. The tag team that you have right now that is currently the owners, they don't have a tag team name. They're not a real tag team. They don't have a double finisher. You know, you broke up the Hart Dynasty, you know, or what are you going to – you're breaking up now the Usos? Like, why? You're going to have no tag teams.
I know, but Santino is – you know, him and whatever his name is, Kozlov are still together. They allow that. You see what I mean? It's like they take the ones who shouldn't be tag teams and you know, keep them together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's stupid. I'm just wondering how much more they're going to mess us up. That's all I'm wondering. I think that's a fair question.
Will.
Anyway, let's move on to Raw. So Raw, the Nexus had to take on members of the Elimination Chamber. Kind of smart.
What did you think? I mean, did you like, I mean, the opening, you know, you had, you know, CM Punk and the Nexus come out, and then it was announced that Nexus was going to take on individual members of the Elimination Chamber. Was it, I mean, because this, basically, look, let's put it into perspective. This Raw was focused primarily around Nexus, the new Nexus.
No, I think that you can only push someone down your throat for so long before you just say screw it. And, you know, I thought that Nexus was going to be done. Apparently they're going to keep him around for a long time. I'm guessing SummerSlam is maybe when they might start to think about getting rid of him, which is really, really ridiculous, no matter how you look at it, in all seriousness.
But, yeah.
Oh, well.
So, but the other thing that happened, too, though, was that we had, at the beginning, we had CM Punk come out, and he explained why he attacked Randy Orton
mm-hmm.
at the Royal Rumble. Yeah. And what did you think of this?
I thought it was really good, because I forgot about this. I completely forgot about this, and I'm glad that he brought it up. And, you know, whoever thought of it, either was dumb luck or they knew it all along, great. But for some reason, I think it was just like, didn't Orton kick CM Punk once? You know, like that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just dumb luck. It just, you know, it happened. They forgot about it. They're like, hey, now we have an explanation upon it. That's what I think. I think that's what really happened. But,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I like that. I think it's good because it has... I agree with you. I think it was just dumb luck. But the fact that you can have this, you know, this has been festering inside of me for 2 years. You get to have that hatred now. And the other thing, too, now I want to talk a little bit about CM Punk right now, because prior to his involvement this past 2 months, I would say, I thought that he won the title, and then I thought, okay, now he loses the title, and he's going to be, you know, that guy that had it once, and he's never going to have it again. He's going to be a Jack Swagger.
Mm-hmm.
But he has stepped up his game so much, and I'm not a huge CM Punk fan by any means. You know, it's not like Daniel Bryan, where obviously we talk about him all the time. I'm a fan of his, but I'm not that big of a fan of his.
Right.
What do you think, though, of his evolution from, like, a year ago until now? Being this like super heel, because right now he is the top heel in WWE.
Oh, by far. And the thing is, it's also CM Punk's personality. He's taken that character and ran with it, and he keeps running with it, and that's the nice part about it. I mean, he knows what he's doing. A lot of wrestlers, if they're put in this position, they probably wouldn't be able to handle it. I mean, like, I look at someone, nothing against Shelton Benjamin, but I don't think Shelton Benjamin could do what he's doing because of his mic skills.
Mm-hmm.
But CM Punk, I mean, it's like a perfect character for CM Punk. So what he's doing with that and running with it, and they're, I bet you that a lot of the stuff is he's writing it now. I don't think the writers are doing a lot of it. I think it's a lot coming from CM Punk. For some reason, that's just how I feel. But he's done a great job at this.
And there's a lot that you have to ad-lib, because, I mean, you can't. You know, as a writer, you don't write down word for word everything that they say. You write down a lot.
But they have been doing that, though. I mean, when that one script came out, it was like word for word of what they're supposed to say, opposed to, hey, I just need you to say something like this. And that's when creative stuff would happen. You know, and, you know, TNA, I think that's how they do things still, is like, hey, here's your idea. Run with it. I do like the fact WWE is like, here, this is what you say, and you can ad lib maybe one thing, and that's it. But this is what you say. So.
Sure, yeah.
Anyway, so CM Punk, he wrestles John Cena, and he ends up beating him via DQ, of course.
Yeah. It's one of those things where Punk ended up winning, but, you know, it's, he does, like, John Cena did it in such a way that John Cena looked like he was the winner, because he,
yeah.
you know, kicked him in the balls, you know, or he hit him in the balls, and,
mm-hmm.
It was funny. It was really funny. He got great crowd reaction, you know. So
big crowd reaction.
No, and there's one last thing I kind of wanted to talk about Raw, which is, you know, they're focusing a lot on Jerry Lawler, since, you know, he's going to be taking on Miz. Do you like that? I mean, we're going to talk about this next week probably, but I got to ask you, do you like Jerry Lawler versus Miz at Elimination Chamber?
I like Jerry Lawler as a commentator, and I think that he got a lot of bad raps a long time ago. You know, just he was stuck in his position, and he did a great job in that position, but in a way, I think that, you know, I'm rooting for him. He's not going to win. It's already a done deal. He's not going to win, but, you know, hey, I'm going to root for him. Hopefully he, you know, puts on a good show. And I think this might be his finale. I mean, he's probably going to be done after this. And I think he just wanted to wrestle. I think he'll end up wrestling at WrestleMania. And I think it'll be, you know, Alex Riley. And that's fine. You know, have him get his one last time. Have him win at WrestleMania. Great. He goes back to commentating. It don't bring back the fact that he was a wrestler. And then he can say he's retiring from wrestling, which would be nice. So. Anyways, so let's move on to SmackDown. It opens up with Alberto. Alberto just beats the crap out of Kofi. That's the only way to explain it. I mean, it was I felt it was more one sided, but I'm sick of Alberto.
I think the thing is that they have to build Alberto Del Rio. Not that they weren't doing it before, but they are really, really building him up now. Because, you know, he's supposed to, quote-unquote, headline WrestleMania, even though he won't be the headliner. I mean, Edge wasn't the headliner last year. Alberto won't be it this year. I'm sorry, but the people on Raw are the people who are going to headline, you know, headline WrestleMania. So, but they're, you know, the problem is I think that Kofi is a pretty good worker, and I don't think he gets the respect that he deserves. And that's the problem, you know? And so Kofi is, you know, basically becoming the Matt Hardy now of what, you know, of what he was doing over on SmackDown. Because Matt Hardy was letting Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler beat the crap out of him, you know, and now you have Kofi Kingston basically in that role. So.
Good point. I never even thought of it that way, but that is true. I mean, because, yeah, it's like Kofi's now the stepping stone on SmackDown. See, Kofi, I mean, he's so talented. I mean, they're just ruining him. All they're doing is ruining him. And that's so sad. I mean, because he's such, now, I don't know.
Now, I wanted to ask you, though, too. I mean, speaking of, you know, some crappy people, what do you think about Drew McIntyre? Do you think he's a lost cause?
Yeah, I thought he was brought up too early. I don't think he's ever been great in the ring. I think he's very subpar. I mean, there's other guys who could work in the ring that are 100 times better. But that's just me.
Like, what about, I mean, because some people have a look. Do you think he has a look?
No.
That the WWE is looking for?
No, he doesn't have that look. He never at one point had it. He just kind of looked like, you know, someone from England that was a crybaby that Vince McMahon, quote unquote, handpicked. Mm-hmm. I could care less.
I think the big problem is that he doesn't have any heat. Like, he has no heat at all. Sure, he gets booed every now and then, but it's not the same as Jericho when he got booed. You know, it's not the same as Big Show, you know, being able to make the crowd hate him. It's not the same. So, I don't know. That's my opinion on him. So,
yeah, they just should call it, you know, just get him out, put him in the TNA. He won't do anything over there. Then he's going to retire. And
TNA wouldn't want him.
No, that's true. They probably wouldn't. But anyway, so, all right. So the main event was Edge versus Dolph, and Vicky was the referee. So this basically was going to seal the deal that Edge is going to lose the title. Well, Vicky gets knocked out, and then Clay Matthews puts on a WWE official or a referee shirt, run in there, counts the 1, 2, 3. Edge is champion. And, of course, all the Packers, they all had their belts, courtesy of the WWE. Yep. Don't want to talk about that anymore.
Well, aside from you know, the usual stuff, I mean, what did you think? I mean, because they're obviously capitalizing on having, you know, Clay Matthews and the Green Bay Packers.
Here's the deal, all right? First of all, if you guys don't know, we're Bear fans. Very, very disappointing game. They won. Whatever. We should have beat them week 17, but that's a different podcast. So what they're doing, great. You know, they're all happy. They're, you know, they probably had their parade already and all that fun stuff. All the guys have the WWE heavyweight champion, the world championship. I'm sorry. That's fine, dandy, and I'm glad they did it. It's a good promotional stunt. If they would have been smarter, they would have thrown money at Aaron Rodgers all day long. That's just my opinion. If you wanted to capitalize on it, you got to get Aaron Rodgers in there.
Well, I agree that, I mean, Aaron Rodgers would have given them more notoriety. But I guarantee you that, you know, because this obviously airs Friday, you know, SmackDown airs on Friday, and then you have most sports shows are going to be Monday. Mm-hmm. You're going to have Monday. It's just they're going to be talking about it. They're going to talk about Clay Matthews getting into a WWE ring. That's going to be a big deal. So, you know.
Right.
So I think that it'll help them out, you know, and especially going into WrestleMania, this is something that it's not a bad idea. So.
Yeah, it's just disappointing the Packers won. Anyway, so, but if you want to get a domain name that says screwthepackers.com, you can get it from GoDaddy. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com is what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Summer Society, see site for details. So when TNA Kurt versus Jeff Jarrett is set for Against All Odds, which is what, in 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
No, it's actually next week.
It's next week. Holy crap. Unbelievable. It's already upon us. And I could care less.
I know. You know, the thing is, I mean, this is one of their marquee matchups. This will be the second main event. And it's going to be, you know, a pretty big deal. I mean, it's, you know, they had all this emotional stuff in the ring where, you know, Kurt is going to, he's going to take out Double J and, you know, because of his wife and, you know, talk about the kids and everything. And while, I mean, it'll be interesting to see the match, it's not one that I'm, like, clamoring for, you know? I mean, it's – looking at the card for Against All Odds, this isn't one of the matches that I would buy the pay-per-view for, in my opinion. Of course, there's actually probably none of the matches I'd really buy the pay-per-view for, so.
Yeah, well, as of late, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Hernandez returns. He attacks Morgan during his world title match.
Do you like having Hernandez back?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that didn't have to come back.
I like it a lot. Like, Hernandez, he left on kind of – like him and Matt Morgan had a tag team where Matt Morgan was the champion, you know, and Hernandez, like, he basically said, no, I'm the actual tag team champion. I'm going to defend both titles by myself, you know. And it was kind of fun. You know, it was a unique – or not that unique, but it was an interesting storyline.
Right.
So having him come back, I like it. I actually think that this is a bigger matchup to me than Kurt versus Double J, in my opinion. Now, I understand, obviously, it's not going to get nearly as much airtime, but this will be a very interesting match. Yep. So I'm looking forward to it. Now, something that I know you're interested in is that we saw the return of Suicide, but he was played by Christopher Daniels. Do you like seeing – the Fallen Angel back.
I don't even know why the Fallen Angel's back. I mean, it's just weird. You know, he's back now. What's the point? You know, like, I thought him and TNA had a huge falling out, but apparently not. Apparently now everything's okay because he's back as Suicide. And Suicide is a good character and stuff. And I like the fact that there's many guys who can play him because, you know, when it's all said and done, if you have a guy dress up in the Suicide character, I mean, I'd probably say that most of the guys on the TNA roster can do it and pull it off.
I actually think that having the Suicide character is an incredibly smart move for TNA. In fact, I think that they should have like one or two other ones, not like a big thing, you know, like don't have 30 of them, but maybe have one or two others. And that way you could, you know, have multiple people play them. You know, you think of Suicide, you think of Curry Man. You add an extra one in there, you know, and it'd be kind of cool, you know, because that way you own rights to that character. So Christopher Daniels, he could leave. That's fine. Mm-hmm. We're going to have AJ Styles now play, you know, the Blue Bomber or something like that. I don't know.
The Blue Meanie. But, anyway, so X Division is getting some love. And why is this, Aaron?
They're going to have the Destination X pay-per-view. And so they want, because obviously that's supposed to be focused around the X Division. So they want to give the X Division a little bit more love because they haven't been given it recently. I mean, the X Division has been on the back burner. But I'm very happy about this because the X Division has the most exciting matches. If you could only watch one match all week in all of professional wrestling, you would pick an X Division match. I'm sorry, but I don't need to see Cena and CM Punk. You know, I mean, yeah, it'd be a good match, maybe, but to see Christopher Daniels against AJ Styles, I mean, I'm going to watch that match, you know, hands down. So,
speaking of wrestling matches that I wouldn't want to see, this is completely off topic, but did you see the one, was it a CZW where the guy hypnotizes a couple of the wrestlers?
So this was a meme that was going around the internet this past week and last week too. And it actually, like, it was a pretty big deal. It made it on SportsCenter, all right, of all places. I must say, the fact that CZW, one of the lowest wrestling promotions out there,
Combat Zone Wrestling, for you people at home that don't know.
I'm sorry, but yeah, Combat Zone Wrestling is basically, you know how hardcore ECW was? This is hardcore to the extreme. And it sounds like it'd be pretty cool to watch, but it's actually not. I'd rather watch ECW any day of the week, you know?
It's very disturbing wrestling. I used to watch it at first, and then they kept topping each other, each pay-per-view they were putting out and each show that I saw. And there's a point where you shouldn't top that show that you just did, and they keep doing it over and over again. Basically, it's not something to watch every week. Once in a great while, but as soon as they take down the ropes and there's barbed wire in it, that's it. Done. Anyways, that's a completely different topic. So let's just move on. AJ and Kurt beat Jeff Jarrett and Hardy in a pretty good match, actually. Probably almost match of the night.
Yeah, and you know, it's nice to see AJ Styles in a face role again. I mean, I like him as a heel, but like I said before, the problem is you don't get to see him do the Styles Clash. And that's, you know, that's something I really enjoy seeing. Plus, AJ Styles has such a great, you know, move set. You know, you have the Styles Clash, which is a great move. You have the 450 splash springboard, which is pretty nice. You have the Pele kick. You have a lot of really great moves, and AJ Styles is a complete wrestler. So, which actually kind of leads into our weekly topic. And this week, what I thought that we should talk about is, you know, having people jump ship. You know, back in WCW and WWF days, when somebody left and went to the other show, they would get a fresh run. For example, Chris Jericho. When he left WCW and went to WWF, he had a very, very fresh run. Same thing with Chris Benoit, Eddie Guerrero, Perry Saturn, all of them. They had very fresh runs. So I wanted to ask you, who do you think in wrestling today would benefit from going from TNA to WWE or vice versa?
I think Chris Jericho going over to TNA would be a mistake. I think that because there's too many guys over in TNA right now that, you know, not washups, but they were in the WWE at one point. Now they're not. It's just that type of stuff. Does that make sense?
Well, I guess I should probably clarify too. Let's kind of take this out of the real world. John Cena would never leave the WWE, especially anytime soon. Okay. John Cena will not join TNA. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, in the world of wrestling, because I actually disagree with you. I think Chris Jericho would have a very fresh run in TNA. I think that he would have a very, very fresh run. He, to my knowledge, never faced Ken Anderson. That would be a really great feud right there. Jericho could rekindle a feud with RVD. Jericho could wrestle AJ Styles.
Well, okay, AJ Styles would be the one I'd want to see, but that's all you get. He just gets to wrestle them. There's nothing special, you know what I mean? There's nothing as in, how should I put it? There's nothing like, oh man, it's going to make the, you know, I look at the company standpoint. I don't look at just oh, it'd be neat to wrestle this guy. It's like the company standpoint. How will it improve TNA? Well, it really won't. It's just that he went there.
You don't think Jericho would improve TNA?
No. I think TNA's kind of stuck. I mean, they need to have something.
Like I said, I'm trying to take this out of the real world. I'm saying, like, what wrestler would benefit from leaving the WWE to go to TNA? So, for example, I think that Jericho would. Somebody like Undertaker, he wouldn't have as fresh of a run. Neither would Kane. But Is there anyone that you could think of on the WWE roster? They leave there to wrestle in TNA, and they're not leaving for money. They're not leaving for, you know, political reasons, any of that. Who would benefit from going to TNA?
That's a toughie. I mean, realistically, you can say like all this mid-carder. I think probably the one that would be Kofi Kingston. I think that he would benefit. Drew McIntyre, they wouldn't even think about bringing him over. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Rey Mysterio, I think, would benefit more because he would only have to wrestle so many dates a year.
Take that equation out of it. But I agree, Rey Mysterio, though, could have a pretty fresh run because he could wrestle some pretty great people.
Evan Bourne would be a good one.
Evan Bourne would have a good run over there. Now, on the reverse, who do you think, let's say someone in TNA, they go to WWE, who do you think would
Dudley Boys? There's. I mean,
have a fresh run in WWE.
Yeah, fresh run. I think they would have a good solid 1 year package and then be done. I think that they could go in there for 1 year and then what you do with them and see that's the one thing that not many people talk about the Dudleys is you don't leave them. You have them do their 1 year run. And then you have them go work with FCW wrestlers. That's where they're really good at. And plus, I think Bubba, I think that he could be a straight behind the scenes guy. And I think that Devon could help people show him how to wrestle properly. I mean, he takes some awesome bumps, and he's also shown how you know the little things that are done in the ring, like how you don't kick out as hard later in the match. You kind of just I guess the drama
now,
part of it.
What other wrestlers then? I mean, would have fresh runs and like who could they face?
See, I like Christopher Daniels, but I don't think that he would be very successful in WWE. I think about it.
Well, who would he wrestle though in WWE?
That's the other issue. Samoa Joe, I think, could do it if you were to bring him in there properly, have him wrestle. You know, Sheamus, Chris. You know, Randy Orton. You could have him also do Jericho as well. I mean, if he's packaged properly, I mean, there's endless opportunities, I think, with him.
I agree. I think that Samoa Joe could do wonders for WWE, and it's unfortunate that they don't see that. Mm-hmm. But I think that he could be a top heel, and he could be a top tweener, you know? I don't think that he would get necessarily quite the pops he would as a face. But as a heel, he could do wonders.
He reminds me of like what Randy Orton is, and that's what they could do with him.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Yeah, you know, and I mean, obviously the most obvious one is AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could have a very fresh run over there. But the biggest problem is, you know, you put him up against Randy Orton, let's say. You know, you put him up against, I mean, you know, Jericho would be a pretty good one. Even it's funny, we're talking about Jericho, even though he technically isn't no longer in the WWE.
Right.
But, you know, AJ Styles versus John Cena, that's not going to happen. But AJ Styles versus CM Punk,
mm-hmm.
versus any Nexus, you could have matches like that. So now, do you think there's another one too? Do you think that Kurt Angle would have a fresh run? Because, you know, he's been out of WWE now for what, 4 years? So do you think he would have a fresh run?
Yeah, because like when Christian, I mean, when he was out, I mean, that was the one thing that was, not what do you call it? I mean, like when he was in the TNA and he comes back, it was like it was a big thing. It's like, oh, I haven't seen him forever. What has he been up to? You know, he was Christian Cage for a little bit at some, you know, I can't remember. They called it like an indie scene or whatever at one point. But yeah. Having Kurt Angle come back, I think would be a big deal. But the thing is, could his body handle it? And that's the problem that you run into. So.
And like I said, aside from that, I'm just talking about a run, a fresh run.
A fresh run, yeah. I'd say 6 months and he's done.
Yeah, so, I mean, but who would you have him wrestle, though?
You could have him wrestle John Cena. I mean, they could wrestle. You could have him wrestle Jack Swagger. Him and Jack Swagger would be a good match.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I agree. I think that he would help Swagger out. I think that even though him and Orton obviously had matches, you could have them do matches again because one of the things about it is, yeah, they might have headlined a pay-per-view, but that was a while ago. Some fans may not remember that. You know, you have new ones coming in. So this Kurt Angle person, it would be a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah. Big deal. So
yeah, so that'd be interesting. But anyway, that's more hypothetical. It's something to think about. It's one of those things where I'm sure that You know, people listening at home, you know, you probably have some friends that, you know, you talk about, oh, wouldn't it be cool if this person went over here and what kind of matches would they have? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of just, you know, what I was wondering what you thought about it. So,
yeah, anyway. I understand. Well, looks like that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow us at AuthorMark86. I am AHughes86. He is AP Hughes. I want to say thanks to Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank my co-host for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we're tagging out.